This is a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a call to link the BIDC and Invest Barbados to create job opportunities. Illegal highway vending soon to be addressed. And the UK's Prime Minister says it's too early to tell when restrictions can be lifted. Good morning, I'm Kashi Brown. Details coming up. A suggestion that some of Barbados' government agencies be rationalized in order to get access to more foreign exchange. It comes from Dr. Ronnie Yearwood as he delivered the Errol Barrow Memorial Lecture entitled Towards a More Just Society, under the theme Barrow's Legacy, a New Vision. He said agencies like the Barbados Investment and Development Corporation and Invest Barbados could be rationalized as a new Barbados Center for Innovation.
This is what I mean when I say think and act as government, as business, and social enterprise. It is about finding new ways to open up new spaces for jobs and for development and opportunities for our young people. A new role for the center would be to actively attract and facilitate young Barbadians living overseas and even international talent to move to Barbados to live and set up businesses and work. The center can continue to administer the current tax breaks, similar to what the Unit for Returning Nationals does, in addition to any new tax breaks for young returning Barbadians or international talent that wishes to partner, whether through financing, technology transfers, or knowledge sharing, with small businesses or entrepreneurs already in Barbados.
Dr. Yearwood said, if this is not done, we will miss opportunities where the country can develop and grow.
The center would not only be linked to Barbados' embassies and consulates, as is the Unit for Returning Nationals, but the center would ensure that embassies and consulates are active hubs for facilitating the export of Barbadian products and services. My point is simple. Until we come to a new consensus on the role and the purpose of government, we will continue to have fake debates and justifications about the size of government and miss tackling what the priorities of government should be.
That's Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. The days of indiscriminate vending along the highways and byways of the island will soon come to an end. This as the Ministry of Agriculture will be working with the Ministry of Commerce to identify set locations for vendors to ply their trade. Minister responsible for agriculture and food security, Indar Weir, told Starcom Network News that an increasing number of vendors has been springing up and measures are being implemented to put more order in the vending sector.
We are working with the Ministry of Commerce to have designated vending zones so that these vendors would have a place where they can safely do their vending. Vending on the highway is a fairly dangerous thing, and we are fortunate so far. But once we can commit to these vending zones, I know where my ministry is, closer to the roundabout at Top Rock. We are looking at a zone there, and then we are also going to look at some other zones. I do recall that there was a plan to look at where the Dighton Griffith School on the other side of the highway is also, to see how we can come up with zones across Barbados to facilitate vendors, but at the same time take them off the highway.
That's Minister of Agriculture and Food Security Indar Weir. Former politician and former aide to the late Prime Minister Errol Barrow, Leroy McLean, says the country needs to tailor its education system in a way that caters to the future development of the island, noting that Barbados cannot compete in areas such as science and technology at the same level as other large nations. Focus must be placed on what can be taught in schools, specifically in those areas that help the country to grow. Mr. McLean was speaking on VOB's Brass Stats program on the topic Errol Barrow's vision for education.
What people are suggesting is that we have an education that is like other people. We cannot compete with the United States or the European Union or China in terms of science and technology. What we need to do is to have a system whereby the science and technology that we have, or the level to which we can educate our people, is the science and technology that is required for our survival and our existence as a people. So one of the areas that we need to get to very quickly in terms of our education is teaching civics, so that people would know what are their responsibilities as citizens and what are their rights as citizens, and knowing how we can exist as a people.
Meantime, former DLP member George Pilgrim has been highlighting the important role the Barbados Secondary School's entrance exam plays, saying it's a system that ensures fairness and equality.
I mean, the Common Entrance is part of an agenda. It's part of our structure of our educational system. And it is probably one of the only options we have now in terms of parity. You could imagine people who don't wear slippers, who don't wear shoes, who may not have bus fare, but are very, very bright, can go to that exam, sit in it, and earn a passing grade for a school of their choice. Now, I've heard a lot about reform, and I would admit that reform is a way of producing change. But the truth is that some reforms produce little change. And the reality is that there has been no replacement for the Common Entrance in Barbados. There has been no replacement. And just to tinker with the Common Entrance and not tinker with the entire system.
President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Joanna Wardman, says they have been making progress in improving the working conditions of some of its members. In outlining the association's plans to further lobbying for the rights of nurses, she updated Starcom Network News on what the BNA has accomplished so far.
And the vacancies, of course, we have been in negotiations with the Ministry of Public Service on the C2SAP regarding the vacancies, which are now coming through under the new Public Service Act. In that same vein, we have been in ongoing negotiations with respect to salary increases, increased remuneration commensurate with qualification. One has been implemented regarding the sporadic salary payment. Number two has been implemented regarding all the vacancies being filled, being appointed. So we had 200 nurses who were outstanding, and to the best of our knowledge, because over 106, I think, had submitted, but we know it could have been as much as 200 who were outstanding. The feedback is showing that perhaps about 70% have received their notification or confirmation letters.
Over in Jamaica, 16% of the population will be vaccinated in phase one of a four-phase distribution strategy under the National COVID-19 Vaccine Deployment and Vaccination Interim Plan. Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Christopher Tufton, says phase one will cost about $3 billion Jamaican dollars. He shared the details of the plan in Parliament.
Phased approach of COVID-19 vaccination introduction in Jamaica, targeted populations and vaccination delivery strategies, human resource management and training, supply chain management, risk assessment and mitigation strategies, vaccine program communication and vaccine safety monitoring, and COVID-19 vaccine program monitoring and evaluation. So a number of elements of the strategy. Our phase one, vulnerable and priority groups, phase two, other priority groups and the introduction of vaccine to the general public, and phase three and four, more of the general population will have access to the vaccine.
That's Jamaica's Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Christopher Tufton. And finally, Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said it's too early to say whether England's COVID restrictions will be able to end in the spring. He says once the four priority groups have been vaccinated by mid-February, we'll look then at how we're doing. Nearly 2 million people in the UK have had their first dose of the vaccine in the past week. Speaking after a study suggested infections might have increased at the start of the latest London lockdown, Mr. Johnson says it's absolutely crucial that people observed the restrictions.
Well, we're looking at that February the 15th deadline, as you know, for the JCVI groups 1 to 4, the elderly, the vulnerable groups that we want to vaccinate first, at 15 million people across the UK that we want to have been offered a vaccination slot by the 15th of February. We'll look then at how we're doing. But I think what we're seeing in the ONS data, in the REACT survey, we're seeing the contagiousness of the new variant that we saw arrive just before Christmas. There's no doubt it does spread very fast indeed.
That's the UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Recapping the headlines at 7:30. A call to link the BIDC and Invest Barbados to create job opportunities. Illegal highway vending soon to be addressed. And the UK's Prime Minister says it's too early to tell when restrictions can be lifted. The latest at 7:30 from Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30. I'm Cashy Brown. Good morning. The 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with First Citizens Bank. At First Citizens, we put you first.